I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1912. That was the day the U.S. Congress approved the formation of the Commission on Industrial Relations. In the early 1900s, the terrible work conditions and entrenched resistance to union organizing had led to increased labor unrest. In 1910, two union members in San Francisco bombed the Los Angeles Times building, killing 20 people. The public outcry led officials in Washington to decide they needed to get serious about investigating the reasons behind the mounting anger of working people. The commission included 9 members, 3 workers, 3 employers, and 3 community members. The leader was Frank P. Walsh, a labor lawyer from Missouri. Led by Walsh from 1913 to 1915, the commission embarked on a sweeping investigation of the conditions of work in the United States. They conducted 740 interviews that took them 154 days to complete. Interviewees included IWW leader Big Bill Haywood, labor hellraiser Mother Jones, and champion of working people lawyer Clarence Darrow. The commission investigated the Paterson, New Jersey silk mill strike and multiple other work actions. For 3 days, the commission grilled John D. Rockefeller on the Ludlow Massacre. The result was an 11-volume compilation of testimony. 100,000 copies of a shorter final report were published. The final report described the poor working conditions at many job sites and the brutal repression of the labor movement. It critiqued the treatment of agricultural workers. Predictably, many found fault with the commission's findings. The New York Herald called the commission's chairman Walsh a Mother Jones in trousers. Despite these critics, the comprehensive report stood as a powerful, detailed review of the conditions faced by thousands of working people every day. Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.